A warm welcome, please. Now, he's been over helping the homeless on a Saturday and a Sunday night over the last couple of weeks, and so he's been a great help to the lads over. So.
Thank you.
No, you have to finish in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Nice to see you all. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you believe the presence of God is in our midst today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God increase our faith today. I like to, even though Pastor said that I can take 2 hours, don't worry. 40 or 45 minutes maximum. But if I say that in my church, people will look at me, why Pastor lost the anointing? He has to take minimum two hours. All right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are here with an expectation today? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Master. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Amen. You know, always Pastor says to us, don't miss any church, right? Don't miss any worship. You know why they are saying that? If you come to Genesis chapter 22, there we read about Abraham got tested. Amen. And if you come to verse 5, there he says to his servants, I and the boy go over there, we will worship and we will come back to you. Praise the Lord. So what worship means, we worship and my smile is going to come back. Isaac means smile, right? Isaac means happiness. If you're worshiping God, what you think what is going to lose from you, maybe your health, hallelujah, maybe your relationships, everything, God can bring it back to you. That is worship. So sit with an attitude, why I'm here today. God is going to bring back, settle something good back in my life. That's why pastors always says that. Don't miss any worship. Your joy will come back to you. Your smile will come back to you if you are regular in a worship place. If you're ready to give a good sacrifice to God. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So what worship can bring back in our life? Happiness. Joy. Victory will be ours when we join together and worship the living God. That is with a great confidence Abraham is giving that message to the servants. Me and my son, go there, worship. We'll surely bring back with the victory. We'll bring back with the smile. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you believe in the holy anointing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, holy anointing is not just the property of pastors, okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we open our Bibles to 1 John chapter 2, 27? There the word says, anointing is true, right? Anointing is true. It is real. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, today God is going to fill you. Amen. Anointing is real. Can you shout that? Anointing is real. Anointing is true. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So pray for an anointing today. Amen. How many of you pray like, God, I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Worship the Lord. Come to James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. I'll be preaching from that verse today. And I got another verse what God has given to me. So James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. In NCV Bible, we read it like this. My brothers and sisters, when you have many kinds of troubles, you should be full of joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you know that these troubles test your faith. And this will give you patience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing I want to share with you is, we should see beyond present. I'll be repeating this verse again and again. We should see beyond present. Amen. You know that the faith which is not tested cannot be trusted. Right? So, let God test our faith so that we'll be a trustworthy person in front of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So here it says, count it all joy. When you go through troubles, worries, count it. You know, count is an accounting term, right? Count something. Amen. To record something. Or be assured about something. Amen. And it is really tough to count it as joy when we go through troubles and issues in our life. Amen. But with the grace of God, it is possible. Amen. Hallelujah. With our human eyes, we can only see and count, right? We can only see and count. But with the grace of God, we can see beyond the present. Amen. So that's the message to you today. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. When we face trials, temptations in our life, we may lose our hope. We may lose our faith many times. Praise the Lord. And it is really tough to see beyond the present at that time. Because we'll be so crushed. God, I don't know what to do. Why this trouble in my life? We'll be thinking only about the present situation. We can't see anything beyond that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Same thing happened to Abraham's life. If you turn up your Bibles to Genesis 15, there we read like this about Abraham. He was in depression and he was stuck in his tent. He was unable to come out from the place where he was. Amen. And he was keep on saying to himself, I remain childless. But God has told him, nations are going to come out from you. But society said, no, it is not going to happen. Doctors said, it is not going to happen. So this man is in great depression. He is at home, unable to move out from this home, and always saying to himself, I am a failure. My family is a failure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remain childless. He was unable to see beyond that. Beyond the comments of the doctors, beyond the comments of the society, he can't see anything beyond that. But God didn't want to leave him like that. God said, I'm going to go to him and to bring him out of the place where he is stuck now. There we read like this, God went to him, brought him out of his place and made him to look up, right? You know that story very well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, God wants to release somebody who are in a limited attitude. God is going to remove that limitedness from your life today. You are limited to something because something said something to you. You are limited because doctor's scan report is not good for you. Because the manager said something to you, you said you are limited. But today God is going to release you. Amen. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your eyes to see something beyond present. Amen. Hallelujah. Bible says, and we read there, let all your afflictions count it for joy. Amen. Hallelujah. How can we do that? Only if you are able to see beyond the present. Amen. Hallelujah. And only with this grace, we'll be able to see that. How many of you pray for grace today? God, I need to be filled by the grace of God to see beyond the present. Amen. Hallelujah. To beyond the present challenges, I want to see something what God has kept for me. Worship Lord. Hallelujah. Can you please say this to somebody? See beyond present. See beyond present. Amen. Hallelujah. Many times we go through trials, testing. Satan will ask us something. Give up, man. Quit. Come out from that, right? Give up. That's what the Satan says to us. World says to us. When you go through troubles, give up. Amen. Hallelujah. If you face issues in your marriage, in your relationships, in your job, we'll be very much depressed. Feel like the verge of losing it, losing our hope, giving up everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Why I'm reading that verse is, Jesus was able to see beyond the present. Amen. Hallelujah. So he, what do you say, endured the cross. So he carried through that path because he can see something beyond that. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you mean by the word, real meaning of endure? You know, continue in the situation, even though it is unpleasant to you, without complaining. Amen. I know the trouble is there, but I'm going through, ensuring through that without any complaint, because I know something beyond that. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is only through the grace of God, only through the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to see beyond. Through our knowledge, we cannot see. Through our worldly wisdom, we cannot see. Through our friends' eyes or society's eyes, we cannot see. Only through the grace of God, only through the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to achieve that. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. So here it says in NCV Bible, the same verse, let us look only to Jesus, who began our faith and who can make it perfect. Your pastor cannot make your faith perfect. Holy Spirit, the grace of God can make your faith perfect. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. So if we look at the present issues and troubles or hardships which are upsetting us, maybe the sickness, whatever it is, and we may say that, God, I cannot continue this journey in faith. This trouble is so much above my head. I can't continue this journey in faith. In spiritual journey, I can't continue. We may be forced or feel to quit at many times. But dear brother, dear sister, God has chosen you to complete this journey. Amen. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, by the Holy Spirit, we are going to complete the journey. When troubles come in front of you, you should always say, no, I am going to complete the journey. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say to yourself, surely I am going to finish this race. Surely I am going to finish this race. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to, for that, what we have to do is, we need to come out from just religious attitude. Hallelujah. And we should have a personal relationship with God. Not a religious person, but I got a personal relationship with Jesus. Amen. As it says in Isaiah 64, you can open your Bible. So Isaiah 64 verse 6. There it says, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need His grace, His favor always in our life. Hallelujah. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us in our weakness. We all are weak in one way or the another. We may smile at somebody and say that, oh, I'm great, I'm good. How are you? Yes, I'm very good, I'm great. But if you ask that question to yourself, you say that, okay, I'm not very great many times. In your personal space, you give that answer. But today, Holy Spirit is there to encourage you, to deliver you. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me come back. We need to open our eyes to see beyond present. Amen. And Jesus is always ready to help us in that level. John chapter 16, 21, it says, Jesus says like this, when a woman gives birth to a baby, she has pain because her time has come. Amen. But when her baby is born, she forgets the pain because she is so happy. Every mother's who are sitting here might have gone through all the sleepless nights, tough times in your life. But let me ask this question to you. What made you to go through it? What made you to go through it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you got a picture in your mind that you're going to have a baby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to see a beautiful baby. I'm going to hold a baby. And that belief has outweighed all the pain, all the troubles you have gone through. Right? Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And if so, how much more joyful we should be in the spiritual journey. Because Paul says, come to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, that Paul says, an eternal glory that is much greater than the troubles far outweighs the present issues. Amen. Something better, something good, God has kept for you and me. Whenever we go through issues and troubles, this should be there in our heart as a mantra. Amen. Something good, God has kept for me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. You know, Israelites, when they came out from the bondage of Egyptians, they were unable to see beyond. Hallelujah. So they were grumbling, they were murmuring, they were complaining, and living with their frustrations. Hallelujah. Look, let me say like this. If you are in a bad mood, don't think that God is also in a bad mood, okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His grace is on duty for you at any time. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say to somebody, good is yet to come? Good is yet to come. Hallelujah. Naturally, it may not be possible. With our worldly knowledge, it may not be possible. But Jesus says, don't be anxious or worried. Cast that burden upon me. I am ready to carry it for you, and you dwell in peace. That's a great message. But we are scared to, you know, throw that burden. Cast that burden on Jesus. We feel like, oh, what Jesus will feel if I cast my burden on him, right? But Jesus says, don't worry, my son, my daughter, cast it over me, what you cannot carry. I am ready to carry it over you, carry it for you. And you be happy. You dwell in my peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say, if you're worried about today, and if you think about tomorrow, you'll be very much upset, right? Because you cannot cross today. And tomorrow, how can I face the issue? So my message is, look beyond. I come to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40. that it says, God has planned something better for you. How many of you believe that today? Oh, we worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor, the work God has started through you, with you, He is going to complete. That's what we read in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, right? Whatever the good work God has started, He knows how to complete it. Hallelujah. So we don't have to worry. Leave it in the hands of God. Man, hallelujah. And surely you will see the good completion of that. Many times our problem is we try to finish it in our own way. It might have started by the Holy Spirit. You started coming to church, and in between some issue happened. Oh God, how to do it? How to complete it? Galatians 3:3 is your answer. It says, whatever Holy Spirit has started, don't try to finish it in your knowledge. Don't try to finish it in your flesh. Many times I feel a bit burdened about the church activities. 2006 we started. Still we don't have our own church hall. Many times I feel, what to do? But God has given this message to me. Don't worry. It has started by Spirit. I know how to complete it. You don't have to worry in your flesh. You don't have to worry in your worldly knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. Worship Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, open our inner ears and eyes to see a better future, better tomorrow, to see His providence and protection, what God has kept for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let every worries, let every, the health issues disappear in the name of Jesus today. Can you claim that victory? Yes, I'm going to over it. I'm going to see beyond the issue, beyond the sickness, beyond the trouble what I'm going through today. Oh, worship Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how to step into His grace? So we have to see beyond the present. How to step into that? Acts chapter 7. We read about stoning of Stephen. Right? He was a very nice young pastor. But crowd didn't accept him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So one day he got a big conference, a big church. So he was preaching, putting together all the Old Testament and New Testament, and revealed Jesus in front of the crowd. But crowd, the society, didn't accept it. Many times, your neighbors, your neighborhoods, your friends may not accept your faith. Don't worry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It happened with Stephen also. But if you come to verse 54 and 55 there, Acts chapter 7, 54 and 55, there we read like this. They were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. And there we read this young preacher was able to see beyond the present. People were stoning at him, pelting stones at him, trying to mock him. All the crowd was against him. Verse 55, can you open the Bible to that? Verse 55, it says, but he, this is the second verse what God wants me to preach here in the church. But he, being full of Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God. Hallelujah. This is what you and me have to do sometimes. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit will never allow us to, worry about the present situation. Amen. Hallelujah. It will always make us to look up. Holy Spirit will always make us to look up. Worship Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It will always make us to look beyond. Hallelujah. Rather than seeing the insults of the crowd, stones, mocking against him, he looked up, he saw the glory of God. when people are against you. Hallelujah. If you're going through some bad health issues, whatever it is, relationship issues, don't worry. Look up. Holy Spirit is ready to help you. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Don't just say that I'm just a Christian, or I'm a believer, or I'm a born-again person, or I'm a Maranatha church member. All good. Learn to see beyond present. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. In your tough times, look up and see the open heaven. Let me put it like this. When the world closes all the doors in front of you, that heavenly door will be open for you. Amen. Only through the Holy Spirit, you will be able to see that open door. In your worldly eyes, you can see all the doors are against you. But through the Holy Spirit, you can see something God has opened for you. So this young preacher, Stephen, is not at all worried now. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How could Stephen saw that? In that verse 55, it says, in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So this is a message to you today. If you want to see beyond your trouble, beyond your worries, beyond your limitations, beyond your failures, fill in Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit will make you to see something beyond. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Not just 50% of the faith. Another, 50 is world. No, we can't do that. How do I put it like this? To see beyond the doctor's reports over your sickness, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. To see beyond every challenges you're facing today, allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in you and control you. Then your inner eyes will be open. You will be able to see beyond. Hallelujah. Today, let's together pray. Let the ministry of the Holy Spirit descend here. Ministry of the Holy Spirit, that is what we need in these end times. Not the knowledge ministry. Ministry of the Holy Spirit, that we need. Worship the Lord, hallelujah. To see beyond every challenges. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in us, hallelujah. We need to be, saturated and covered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come to Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 21. In KJV Bible, we read like this. Paul says, be filled with the Spirit. What it says? Be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And next part, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, what you will do, it is there in the next verses. You will be able to speak to yourself in psalms, in hymns, singing, making melody in your heart. So what the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit comes to you, what is it doing? What it brings in your life? You will be able to talk to yourself the promise of God. You're getting right? Hallelujah. So if the Holy Spirit is there in you, it makes you to speak about not the negatives what you're seeing, not the troubles what you're seeing. It makes you to see the promise of God fulfilling in your life. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And again, there we read like this. It makes you to give thanks to the Lord. Holy Spirit always makes you to give thanks to the Lord. And verse 21, there we read like this. Submitting yourselves to one another in fear of God. This is what the Holy Spirit brings in our life. Amen. And you know that Ephesians is not written to any other church. It's a good, very good church, filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But again, Paul is emphasizing them. No, you have to get filled with the Holy Spirit again and again. Not just once, Maybe you say that 5 years back, 10 years back, I got filled by the Holy Spirit. No. Living water every day. God, I'm thirsty. Fill me. Praise the Lord. He's the living water. Hallelujah. We all, you know, we are all excited to speak to others, right? Face to face or Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, we love to chat or talk to others. Man. Hallelujah. But here we read, how many of you speak to yourself? We love to speak to others. But here, if you speak to yourself, somebody say that you're mad, right? But here it says, speak to yourself. And what you need to speak? Is a bad report what doctor has given? The negatives what your neighbor has said to you? What the society has given to you? No. Speak to yourself what God has given to you. The living word of God, which is the promise where there is faith, can come to your heart. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So encourage you. Nobody can encourage you. Only you should have to encourage by yourself with the help of the Holy Spirit. There's a limit that your friend, your neighbor, pastor can encourage you. But you are the right person. Talk to yourself. Worship Lord. Hallelujah. So speak the promises of God. Prophesy it. Declare it to yourself. This is my promise. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Bible says healing is mine. You say that, yes, I receive it. Irrespective of what doctor said, what the scan report or x-ray report is, I receive it in the name of Jesus, that healing. Let Holy Spirit open your eyes today and my eyes today. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So here, Paul says, speak to yourself in psalms, in spiritual hymns and songs, and make melody in your heart, not just sit and cry. Like Abraham was doing, oh, I'll be remain childless. No, don't sit and cry. God is there with me. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit can change our lives. Worship Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we doing that? Or are we coming on a Sunday morning, nice music? Our brothers and sisters are singing nicely. Well, let us enjoy. Let's be happy making melody. And going home again, brother, sister, I'm very bad mood today. I'm not very good. I can't come out. No, every day, making melody in our heart. This your worship team cannot come to your home and sing the songs, right? So what you have to do? You have to sing to yourself. Amen. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. So we need to come out from the Sunday syndrome. You know, that stuff. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we need to learn to speak to ourselves positively. Amen. Not the negative aspects what others are saying to you. Speak to yourself the promise of God. Declare it. God, let your blessing manifest in my life. Let the promise of God manifest in our life. Let the Holy Spirit take control of us. Hallelujah. Yesterday, maybe 10 more minutes, okay? Many people are looking at me, how long this pastor is going to take, right? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Today, how many of us ready to pray? Holy Spirit, come to me today. Let the Holy Spirit open my inner eyes to see, feel the tangible presence of you. Oh, we worship you, Lord, hallelujah. And Bible clearly says, Christ has set us free. And don't again yoked up in the trouble. Christ has set me free. Can you say that aloud? Jesus set me free. Jesus has set me free. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't yourself get burdened again. Look, the society will burden you. Hallelujah. It won't bring any good many times. But Jesus can change our lives. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to conclude here. Express your gratitude to God. Be thankful to God always. Let the work of the Holy Spirit be activated in us from today. Allow the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, work in me. Come, Holy Spirit, work in my family. Come, Holy Spirit, work in my relationships. Oh, worship the Lord. We worship the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, from today, let the Holy Spirit make us open our eyes to see beyond our trouble, beyond the issues what we are going through. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, affecting your spiritual journey. Let Holy Spirit open our eyes to see something beyond that. Can you shout that best is yet to come? Best is yet to come. Because Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, it says, Jesus is same yesterday, today and or forever. Amen. So if it has happened 2,000 years back, it has to happen today also. If Jesus healed the Bartimaeus, today it has to happen in my life also. Because we believe Jesus is alive. The Word is alive. So prophesy to yourself. Declare the Word of God with all the power to yourself. God, I receive it. I declare that happiness in my family. I declare that joy in my family life. You need to declare it in the name of Jesus. Then the Holy Spirit will always come and help you. Yes, that sister, that brother, that son, my daughter has declared, I have to go and help her, protect her. Amen. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So count it all joy. Let me come back to James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, what I read in the starting. Count it all joy when your faith is tested, because it is tested for a purpose. Hallelujah. Dear brother, dear sister, God wants to increase your faith day by day. Allow the Holy Spirit to control your hearts, your minds. Hallelujah. The final victory is ours. We thank you. I thank God, Pastor, for this wonderful time God has given for us together today. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share the Word of God. It was nice and wonderful. I know you're a pastor for more than 10 years. You got a great testimony. You know, I recognize him as my spiritual father. So we always try to work together. Let God bless churches. Hallelujah. Can we together pray for Waterford? Let a great revival come to Waterford. Hallelujah. Irrespective of whatever the churches we are coming in, we are going to plan like all the churches join together, and we are going to do something from next year. The start of that, this October 30th, Bank Holiday Monday, we got a Bible conference. We are inviting all the churches. We got few flyers of that. We'll distribute it after the message. Hallelujah. Please pray for that. It's a morning to evening conference. We got the teens, the youth session in the morning, women's session in the morning. Your lunch, it's a free event. Your lunch, tea and dinner, everything will be served. Don't worry about anything. Just come. God, speak to me. I want to be the part of that great revival team. Not just the pastor's duty. Everybody together, because God has chosen us for a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. To share God's joy to somebody. If I got filled with joy and peace, it's my duty to share that joy to somebody. Right? It's not just sharing the Word of God in the pulpit. As a pastor, we share the Word of God. Sharing the joy in your heart to somebody, you are lifting Jesus. Sharing your peace, what you got, what God has given in your heart to somebody, you are lifting Jesus. So don't worry about, I'm standing in the pulpit and sharing the Word of God. No. In our midst of our friends, our colleagues, we'll be able to share the joy. We'll be able to share the peace of God. Hallelujah. Let God bless everybody. Thank you for this time. Thank you, Pastor. Let God bless us. Amen.